Welcome to the Daily Dharma, a podcast where we draw inspiration from Buddhist philosophy on how to fix and better our lives. Join us as we dig through the archives of Buddhist texts, great teachers, and real life to grab an extra hit of wisdom to lift us up from the daily grind and find much needed peace.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Dharma. In this episode, we'll be talking about the value of inner validation. And the story that we'll be discussing this theme is called The Lotus Flower and the Mist, and it comes from the book The Zen Monkey and the Lotus Flower by Tenpa Yeshi. Here is how the story goes. In a distant kingdom, hidden amidst the high mountains, there was a crystal clear lake, in the middle of which a single lotus flower blossomed in full splendor. It was beautiful, bright pink and radiant under the sun. But every morning the lake was shrouded in thick fog, so that the beautiful lotus blossom could not be seen. Because of this, the lotus flower felt isolated from the world and forgotten, lost in the dense fog. Every morning she strained to shine through the fog, but it seemed that her efforts were in vain. No one can see her, and thus no one could admire her beauty. One day, the mist said to the lotus flower, "Why are you trying so hard to be seen? Isn't it enough just to be?" The lotus flower replied, "But I'm beautiful, and no one can see it." The mist gently enveloped her and said, "Beauty lies not in the admiration of others, but in pure existence itself. You don't need to bloom to be seen, but simply to bloom. Your glow comes not from the sun or from the admiration of others, but from your own inner light." The lotus flower was confused, but she listened to the words of the mist. Then she closed her petals and concentrated on her inner self. She felt the life pulsating inside of her, the energy that made her grow and blossom. And she came to understand her beauty was not dependent on the outer world. It came from within. From that day onwards, the lotus flower no longer aspired to be seen. It simply bloomed, regardless of the mist or the sun, with an inner light that was stronger than ever. And although the mist still enveloped her, she never again felt isolated or forgotten, for she knew that her true beauty lay in her own being, and no fog or mist could ever hide that. The thing when I read the story is that the lotus flower feels very much human. We all have moments where, upon making some progress or doing something good, doing something right, for the first time in a long time, we feel so happy. But when we realize that nobody was there to witness it, that even if we tell people, they may not be that excited for us, we start to get deflated. In a way, the anticipated reactions of other people can play a much larger role in how we feel about our accomplishments if we're unconscious of it. especially in an age of social media where so much of our lives doesn't even feel real until we post it and share it with the world. It can become this deflating, self-fulfilling prophecy when we try so hard to be seen by others, only to never be satisfied by the lack of attention or the volume of attention we receive. But the story really highlights is the danger of putting too much value and too much emphasis on the need to be seen. The lotus flower was beautiful regardless of anyone seeing her. But because she pined so much to be seen, it consumed her thoughts and dimmed what was already beautiful within her. In the same way, if we put too much stock into being seen, into posting our lives and getting that validation from others, we're no longer focusing on the actions, the thoughts, the words themselves. In fact, even when we're about to post or we're working hard to achieve our goals, our mind is already in the future. It's already thinking about the validation that we'll get from other people or the positive reactions that we want to hear from other people. And as a result, we're not even enjoying the moment. We're not even able to truly be proud and to see ourselves and to capitalize on the growth that we've achieved in working hard. And this is all to say, some validation from people is healthy. In fact, when you have wise friends, people that you know have your best interest in mind, it's good to get feedback. And it's very, very good to get positive feedback. But if we put too much importance into it, it starts to rule our lives to the point that we can no longer move forward without the validation of others. And even if we work hard and we continually receive validation from others, we're still unable to see ourselves truthfully and honestly. And we will never feel whole because we will always be waiting for that external factor, that external validation. Think about what would happen if all of a sudden your phone dies, you're unable to talk to anyone, or you're isolated, and you can't get any feedback or positive validation from anyone. Of course, this is not an ideal scenario in any instance. But in that moment, would you be able to have the strength to encourage yourself, to validate yourself, and to motivate yourself to move forward? This thought experiment allows us to see how much dependence we have on external validation and how much we possibly have to do to remove ourselves from being in that position where we've become dependent on it just to feel okay, just to feel balanced, just to feel normal. But developing that sense of inner validation is not particularly difficult if we are aware of it. Just as the lotus flower did, we have to begin putting that attention and focus on ourselves. From becoming a dispassionate and uninterested observer, we have to become an active observer and a compassionate one. Even when we stumble and make mistakes, we have to treat ourselves as we would like to be treated by others. And becoming and developing this steady, compassionate observation of our lives, we start to celebrate and see every tiny, minuscule amount of progress we make. And the validation of being seen by yourself, being validated by yourself, is one of the greatest sources of contentment we can develop in our lives. And it's something that we can allow ourselves to have no matter the circumstance, no matter how many people are or are not in our lives, and thus is a very true source of joy that we can continue to cultivate and develop no matter where we are or what we're doing in our lives. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you have a beautiful, safe, and joyful week ahead of you. Until next week.